Being somewhere and someone else for a little while, consider the possibility. And it comes not from contemplating the differences, but from finding the common ground between you and the role you will be sliding into. We all play many roles, many parts, wear many masks, but also reveal a great many truths about ourselves. There is some echo of you in what we will contemplate, your alteration, assumption, your integration into, which is a role, a character, a position in space and time, but also in thought, in method, in how you would approach a situation, and in how your body would feel under a fevered, loving caress. So let us create an image so pure, so perfect, it will echo and resound back into your mind and bring you back to a way of thinking which helps you explore specific, powerful, lingering, effectual, hypnotic fantasies, places and times elsewhere, which leave their effects only in the way you may feel conditioned, changed, memorably altered after. But the same can be said of life anyway. And whatever does happen to your mind, your body, as a consequence, a side effect of listening and of being changed, it will echo on as well, resounding in you. Your memories of your experiences are all that remain of those experiences. So at the end of this, when you look back into the past, you may have a continuous, connected memory of you as someone else, as some other configuration of thoughts and experiences, of desires and delights. But those memories are still your property. They are co-created and then signed over to you. So in that they are part of your internal narrative, they will be just as affecting as if you had gone through whatever our lovely character goes through. Power. It flows from a spark at the center of each of us. There is a point contained within and consumed, a spark from which thought is born, a spark from which nervous system signal is born. And from that spark flows a sense of self.